This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today I will tell you about an event coming up that will help benefit an organization that provides resources, several forms of financial support, access to training, and moral support to both the families of first responders killed in the line of duty and active duty first responders throughout the state of Illinois, including all sworn federal, state, county, and local first responders stationed in Illinois.
I was introduced to the 100 Club the day after my husband James was killed.
First time I was introduced to them was during a command staff retreat where they came and presented information about culture, peer support, wellness programs, things like that.
Hi, I'm Hallie. I'm the widow of Chris Lambert. He was an Illinois State Trooper, and he was killed in the line of duty, which is how I was introduced to the 100 Club.
My name's Amanda Capuano, daughter of fallen firefighter Dan Capuano. I was introduced to the 100 Club when I was 16 years old after my dad was killed in the line of duty.
My name is Katie Hannon. I am also the daughter of a fallen firefighter. He was Patrick Hannon. He also died in the line of duty in 2011.
Hi, I'm Joey Matthews, son of Chicago police officer John Matthews. He was killed May 21st, 1988. And that's how I was introduced.
The 100 Club has impacted me in that I get to offer our professional service to the club and to members and other first responders.
Since I was 16 years old, the 100 Club has been an active part of my life. They were with me when I was applying to colleges. They helped me put me through nursing school. When it would be finals week, they would send me a little package to remind me that they were here for me. And I knew I could call them whenever I needed them. And they were there to offer that moral support as well as that educational assistance.
100 Club of Illinois has been an instrumental partner in the development of our officers' physical and mental wellness.
100 Club directly impacted my life. As we know, police officers go through some pretty traumatic stuff at times. I had a pretty bad call. Sergeant Power reached out to me, and I started my journey through PTSD therapy.
So I wish people knew about the 100 Club, that they are a fantastic group of caring individuals that are there for first responders and their families every step of the way. They don't disappear after the funeral is done. They've been in contact with me and my family members throughout the past couple years, and they're going to continue to support my children through college and beyond.
It's nice to know that we're not alone. It's nice to know that we have support, and it's emotional, not just financial. It's a brotherhood that they continue to reach out different events and let us know that we're not alone.
My life isn't where it is without the 100 Club. My family, we aren't where we are without the 100 Club. Right off the bat, my mom, my brother, my sister, they all got college educations because of the support of the 100 Club.
I define hope as a cloud with a silver lining. When my husband first passed, I had no idea how I was going to raise three kids on my own. I had no idea what my life was going to be like. I always envisioned us as a family, and I see hope as us as survivors.
Hope means to me that I can continue a future.
When my dad passed away, it was always really hard of, do I go to school, do I not go to school, do I stay home and try and help my family? Currently, I work as a first responder. I'm in school currently, I'm still a scholar, and it means that I can help people who have helped me in the future.
Hope is the belief that no matter how dire or difficult the situation is, we can make it better. The 100 Club of Illinois is instrumental in that power of hope.
I define hope as having someone to lean on and knowing someone has my back and just knowing that there's good in the future.
Hope to me is about future. The 100 Club came into my life when it was the darkest point of my life. It was hard for me to look forward into a future when my world was crashing around me. The 100 Club was there for me. They were a glimmer of hope that I would go to college, and I did. Now, because of the 100 Club's financial support, I'm a nurse serving dozens of people daily in an ER.
To me, the word hope means that with the people around you, you can make it through to the other side of grief and find happiness once again. The 100 Club has been an integral part of that for me, and I'm just so appreciative of everything they've done for me.
Hope to me is that I'm not stuck, that I can get through the things that I've seen.
As time goes on, people fall off. The 100 Club never fell off. The 100 Club has always been there since that day in 1988 through today. I still talk to Caitlin now. Always been there. And they're there for all of the families. The darkest time of your life, my mom, when she got that news at her doorstep, she was 23 years old, now a single parent with not even a GED at the time, and three kids at 6, 4, and 3 years old. So she was going through it. But the 100 Club gave her a glimmer of hope.
Amazing things can happen as soon as people start to have hope.
We now welcome Kevin Gliwa, the face of Little Joe's Bar, as they are going to be hosting another event. And Kevin, the last time we mentioned Little Joe's, you guys were hosting Giving Back Night, which our very own Alyssa Bergamini was guest bartending for. So how did Alyssa do?
That night went great. The weather wasn't very good that night, but people still came out. We made some money. It was fun. We're going to have Alyssa back soon. She does need to work on her bartending skills a little bit. She has a very heavy hand. We plan on having her back soon. She's great. It was a lot of fun.
Kevin, before we get going, what is it like for Little Joe's? How much pride do you guys take to have these type of nights? I know it happens every once in a while for you guys. How much pride do you take in being able to give back to the community and some of the great charities in the community?
Well, the bar has been around since 1946, and we took over 2020. And we always wanted to make sure that no matter what we were doing, we would always have one night, at least one time every 2 months, that we'd give back to the community, give back to the first responders, just be part of the community to make sure everyone knows this is what we're doing. No matter what, it's never too busy. You're never too poor to not be able to help somebody out.
Well, Kevin, tell us about what will be going down at Little Joe's on May 18th, the first Pass the Boot event benefiting the 100 Club of Illinois.
So this is our first time we're ever doing it. It's going to be called Pass the Boot. It's going all proceeds, all tips. Proceeds from the raffles, any donations will be going to 100 Club of Illinois. They provide resources and financial assistance for family of firefighters who are killed in the line of duty. So it's going to be fun. We have actual firefighters coming in one-hour increments, guest bartending behind the bar. We have a ton of great prizes to give away for the raffles. We have Southpaw from the White Sox stopping by. We have a couple of actors from Chicago Fire coming by. It's going to be fun. Hopefully the weather plays nice, so we have the patio open. It's an all-day event.
Oh, wow. So festivities, not only festivities being planned, but possibly some local celebrities stopping by as well.
Yeah, we have some local Chicago sports people donated stuff. Chris Chelios, his tequila company, El Bandito, huge sponsor today. He's donated an autographed jersey. Ozzie Guillen's donated an autographed jersey. Our former White Sox player, Jake Berger, is donating a jersey, autographed shoes, ball, hat. We have Dow Wine coming in, which was, this one's a really fun one. the winner and 10 of their friends, they will come to your place of choice, your house, your apartment, your back patio, work, and they'll do a tasting for you and 10 of your friends.
So, Kevin, you mentioned the 100 Club of Illinois and their mission of providing resources to the families of first responders who have been killed in the line of duty. Why don't you tell the folks out there why this organization is so near and dear to Little Joe's?
We're a big fireman and cop bar. And when that came along and like, hey, you know, can we do something here? I'm like, absolutely. And then when we heard about this, like, we definitely want to be part of this. How do we go about this? And all the firefighters, hey, we'll jump in, we'll do this, we'll spread the word. We're like, absolutely, let's do it. Let's make it happen. Our job from day one when we heard about this, now our job was to start getting the prizes, some good prizes that people come in. So what we decided to do, we had a little fun with it. So basically, if you buy a shot, basically for a firefighter, it costs $10. But in return, you can spend this $10 to get two entries into this raffle prize.
Kevin Gliwa, the face of Little Joe's Bar, joining me this morning on Score Values, discussing the event coming up on May the 18th at Little Joe's Bar, benefiting the 100 Club of Illinois, the first annual Pass the Boot event. And Kevin, you mentioned that you guys like to host events for charities every couple of months. Anything in store over the summer?
We're still in the works of it, but I know we're going to be doing another Live Like Rue. We just did two weeks ago, we did a thing called ARC Initiative. It's we do trivia on Tuesday nights, and we always like to have like a giving back trivia night. The ARC Initiative also like goes around the city and helps feed homeless people or people struggling.
All right, so Kevin, the most important question I have for you, we mentioned Alyssa Bergamini as your guest bartenders, and yes, of course, the firefighters who will be doing so on May the 18th at Little Joe's Bar. Do you ever have to give any advice to the guest bartenders on how to make a drink, how not to screw things up, how to keep the line moving?
No, I always make sure that I'm like behind the bar and watching them but not watching them. I just want them to have fun. You know, it's all about having fun. It's not about like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this. It's about having fun, make some money, you know, give back.
Kevin Gliwa, one more time, where people can enjoy the festivities taking place with the first annual Pass the Boot event at Little Joe's Bar, 1040 West Taylor Street in Chicago, coming up on May the 18th.
So you can come. So we have a few options. If you can come by the bar during the day and I'll enjoy this, or if you still want to support and you still want to be part of winning these prizes, we have also set up a way that you can enter remotely. The winner does not have to be present to win. As long as you put the information on it, what you want us to get hold of you, you can still win by not being there. You can email us at littlejoesinfo@gmail.com, and we'll tell you how to enter remotely, and we'll fill out the tickets for you.
Kevin Gliwa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.